Yes, well, I wrote to Irish Water there recently, and I just got a reply back yesterday from Irish Water, and they have confirmed that over the next while they're going to be laying something like 40 kilometres of pipework on 13 separate locations on Donegal. I was obviously concerned about the pipe that's going from the Mean Glass, which is outside Balfay, towards Crossroads Village. And basically, it's about the timing of this work, number one, and then about consulting. Now, I understand that they do consult widely with the County Council Road Section and the TIA. My problem is I'm not sure who is left to consult with the businesses and the residents and emergency services. While it's put on the paper, maybe months and months before the job starts, there's very little contact with businesses or households as about all the disruptions, about possible one-way systems or even diversions. And this causes great, great annoyance, because the first a lot of people actually realise about is when they see the work on the ground. And some of this work can last for months. And in some cases, while the work's ongoing, they can be taken in maybe 500-metre stretches at a time. And this is why I think it's so important that they actually have face-to-face meetings in a local hall, put it in the newspapers, and perhaps in areas they could actually write to every house and let them know. A lot of people, they cannot take it for granted anymore that everybody knows. And it was widely discussed there recently on Highland Radio, the whole thing about emergency services. And one concern that I would have is that I see that they seem to give the same type of consultation in relation to what is through the centre of a town and would be in the countryside. And if you leave a town to, say, just traffic lights, there's an awful lot of coming and going. There's local traffic, there's traffic going through, there's shoppers and that. And just you cannot rely on traffic lights. You do need to have more stop-go within towns. But these things need to be agreed in advance, and it needs to be widely known and widely consulted.
In relation to the Ballybuffet South backline, this latest correspondence with Irish Water, you have indicated that it is used frequently as a relief road, but indeed they've indicated that it's to commence the work there to commence late of this year in the run-up to Christmas. Is that not concerning?
Yes, it's all about the timing as well. And again, this goes to consulting with businesses and local people. Like, there are, each area has different times of the year that are extremely busy. This is obviously a cross-border area, a lot of through traffic, and Balfe and Snorda would be a centre for shoppers and all during Christmas and that, and with three fine hotels and that. So these are the type of issues that need to be raised. And I do believe that this new line, it will be well, I believe, after Christmas, will be well into 2019. But this is probably more of a coincidence than anything else. So, like, I am lobbying them all the time to try and get them to coordinate the work that they're doing, but also to coordinate between themselves, between Irish Water, TIA and the County Council, but most importantly, to bring local people and local businesses into that consultation. That is a part that has not been done. And this is a case of passing the buck to a certain degree that said, well, the contractor has a job. He's in charge of the site. He's in charge of safety and emergency services. He should be consulting. But this is just not happening. When you see it on the ground, it's just not happening. And it's all left to when the job starts instead of happening before the job starts.